Gotcha, honey. What brings you out here in my swamp? Don't you know there are gators here? Things that would eat small boys like you whole? You do look delicious. Are you unable to talk? You're shaking so much. Is this the first time you've seen a tall gator girl? I wouldn't be surprised. We're virtually unknown. Do you want to know why? Because when we hunt, we never let anyone get away. Small boys like you usually fall back and let us take them. And if they don't, well, none of my sisters have ever killed anyone. So let me ask you again. What are you doing out here? Fishing. Honey, you can fish almost anywhere with water. Yet you not only plan to fish in the swamp, but your car also broke down. If anything, this is meant to be. You're coming with me. Don't try to wriggle free. I can break trees with my hands. Holding you is easy. But I don't want to break you with my hands. No. I have other ways to break you. Do you know what monsters do out here? Oh. You do. So you know that in just a few short minutes, you're going to be in my cave, underneath me, and we'll be mating as husband and wife. Why don't you look down at my forearm and get attuned to your new wife's body as we walk? Green scales, tall, mixture of muscles and curves. My tail alone could hold you in place and wrap around you like a lamia until you're an incubus. And that's how we'll be mating. I can't risk breaking you with the weight of my massive form. Once you're an incubus, you'll be able to take on my weight, and I'll show you pleasure you've never thought possible. Do you like the sound of that, honey? You're going to love this. We're almost there. This leads to a cave with an underwater stream that connects to the swamp. I put a door here instead of a wall in case I ever found a cute boy like you all alone. The water here is surprisingly warm, which is good for a cold-blooded creature like me. Speaking of cold-blooded, your hot little body is doing a really good job warming me up. I love the feeling of holding you, hon. Let me switch you over to my tail. Got you. Now I can be on top of you without hurting you. You look scared, honey. Does my large form intimidate you? I still have my clothes on. You haven't seen anything yet. Are you getting turned on? I thought you didn't want this. I'll tell you what, dear. If you can escape my tail, I'll let you go. Struggle for me. Little boy, if you think you can take on a woman like me, you're lucky I'm the one that found you. Now stop complaining. I'm gonna milk out all of your cum with my tight, muscular gator cunt. How are you doing down there? You look like you're having the time of your life. Those sounds you let out are so good. It wasn't so bad, was it? I told you you would enjoy it. You're bucking your hips, too. Even with my tail pulling you close. Do you know the best part about large monsters like me? When I get wet, you can practically bathe in what drips out of me. Monsters were created to draw cum instead of blood. And well, some big gator girls like me need a lot of cum. I think you know what I'm getting at. You look like you're burning up. I guess I forgot to mention that when I find a mate for the first time, I go into something similar to heat, like smaller monsters. In reality, it just increases the amount of demonic energy in my juices, so I can make you come enough to actually fill me up. Oh, so honey, are you ready to paint my green pussy white? Oh, get that worried look off your face. I know you're attracted to me. The woman fucking you, almost 12 feet tall. You can't tell me you didn't get a rush of fear and arousal when I ripped your clothes off and you looked up at me, naked, just a few feet over you. Oh, the thought that no matter what you do, this creature is going to mate with you. The knowledge that there's no force imaginable that will stop me. A monster made of scales and muscles and lust from taking your cock and putting it inside me. Oh, I love the way you looked when I put those thoughts in your head. And you stared up at me knowing the only thing you'll be for the next few hours is a toy. So be a good boy and give me your first load. Oh, good boy. Don't worry about being overstimulated. The sensation and the refractory period itself is gone. It's just a matter of pleasuring you over and over until you're shooting dust. Oh, squeezing, jerking, bouncing. You're gonna come more than you've ever come in your life. Oh, and all the added pleasure only makes it come faster. Oh, that combined with the natural demonic energy, making it produce semen at record levels, means in a few moments, you'll be in a state of permanent orgasm. Oh, the best part, so long as I don't stop, neither will that buildup of pleasure. Oh, I told you I wouldn't break you with my hands. But I do plan to break you like this. Even if you wanted to escape and somehow got away, no one would ever fuck you like this. No one would ever make you feel this good. Oh, not to mention, now we're technically mates, and you naturally won't be able to find another partner anyways. Oh, but I don't think you'll mind that. You're already tensing up and jerking around. Let me taste your mouth some more. Don't worry, I won't bite your tongue. Oh, I can feel your spurts occurring in more frequent patterns. I'm getting close to the point I told you about. Don't be afraid, dear. Grab onto me as tight as you can squeeze. You can't hurt me. I just don't want you to hurt yourself. Oh, I'm already showing such restraint. Oh, I can feel it starting. You're shooting so much warm cum inside. Oh, grab onto me, honey. Keep coming. Drain your balls into me. Oh, that's it, good boy. Oh, come while your gator girl fucks you. Oh, you're gonna make me come too. If your balls aren't empty yet, they will be after this. I'm gonna come. Yes. Yes. Give it all to me. Yes. Yes. You finally stopped. Are you feeling all right? Let's get you out of me. Look at all that cum. You did that, honey. Oh, you look so tired. I don't have a proper bed. And I know you don't normally sleep in the water. I know. Since you're warm-blooded, I can dip the lower half of my body in the water and cuddle you with my top half. Maybe one day when you've gained a little more demonic energy for yourself, you'll feel warm enough to heat me completely, and I can wrap up around you. See? Look at that smile. I told you you would like it. I'm gonna make you very happy here. What was that, honey? You're whispering. I love you too. Such a cute little human. My cute little human. And you made your giant gator girl so happy.